This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the season 3 episode, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It's all about looking for the truth while getting to know yourself, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can't live again. Then you ought to hear this.
So let's continue from our last segment. Great conversation. We were talking about strengthening something unnatural. And one of the critical points I want to talk about is be intentional. What does that mean to be intentional?
Thanks, Dr. Yo. Great conversation. When you talk about being intentional, it means to examine and have intent to do what's right, what's love, what's intimate, what's caring, what's positive, every positive adjective that you can possibly think and do that day for your boo, for your woman, for your man, for your mate, whatever it is that you call them. Being intentional means that you are looking for a reason, looking for action, looking for a plan, looking for something to do, something to say, something to think, something to share, something to create that day. You have to be intentional.
So give us an example.
Example. When you wake up in the morning, man, you're at work, you're having a rough day, create another space in your life and say, you know what, let me go in the restroom and send my woman a text message and just lay out how you feel about her that day, that moment, how you care about her that moment, that day, not yesterday, not last week, not 2 years ago, but right now. Be intentional. Use words that affirm her. Use words that make her believe that you love her, that you care about her in that moment. So her day changes.
So is that going to be a challenge for our listeners? Because I know I'm going to start doing it.
It may be a challenge, but guess what? It's all about, we're talking about change your thinking, change your life. We're talking about love and intimacy.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, we're not talking about a machine here. We're talking about people. We're talking about caring for people. Even if you're not in a relationship, if it's just, if we're talking about ethnicity and race, if you're just intentional about your coworker at work, say something kind. Have a kind gesture at work. Say something nice. Be intentional about it when you get to work.
It's interesting you brought that up. I'm thinking back with my daughter. I remember, you know, the younger generation, it's all about what they want to do and it's just them. And I remember sharing with Taylor, I said, when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, what am I going to do for somebody else? What am I going to do different to make that other person feel good about themselves? So at night you can reflect and said, I did do something. I intentionally did it. So I understand now what you're saying.
And it's other Absolutely. People, it's other people thinking. And a lot of times, but you got to be receptive to it. You have to not have walls and barriers up.
But I think those would break down eventually once the relationship or the individual feels that it's sustainable or continuous. Because sometimes you do one thing and then you stop. So it's all about really making that intentional effort to do it.
Absolutely. If you've made the decision to be in a relationship with someone, you have to be intentional. What's the use of making that type of decision? When you buy a car, when you buy a car and sign that dotted line, get a mortgage or you sign a lease on an apartment or you sign some type of business deal, you sign a document saying, this is what I promise to do for this period of time.
Well, I think we've really moved away from relationships, relationship building, nurturing relationship, human beings. And I think with everything that's happening in the world, it's really bringing us closer together to think about how we feel about one another, and being kind and courageous to one another. So I really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, talk about this, because it just opens up our eyes to those courageous conversations and situations that we need to be in, as opposed to, you know, the opposite.
You know, you're right, Dr. Joe. And another thing that we can do as we're being intentional is we need to self-examine, self-assess. Ask yourself questions like, do you love yourself? Number one, it's kind of tough to love someone else if you don't love yourself. It's kind of tough. Not saying it's impossible. Are you a giver or are you a taker?
Okay.
You know, do you have a working definition of love? Do you love anybody?
Wow. Let's hold on that one. Do you love anybody?
Yeah. Do you love anyone? Because a lot of times we go through life and go through relationships. You have this relationship with this relationship. Do you love anybody?
Wow.
And if you don't have a working definition of what love is to you, especially for adults, then you have to ask yourself, well, if you don't have a working definition for others and you don't have a working definition for yourself, do you really love anyone?
I think sometimes, though, it's like a callus. We just go through life when we put that armor on, as you talk about, or that you talk about. And we find ourselves years later realizing that, who do we love?
Mm-hmm.
Do we love?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people go through life playing the love game.
What is the love game?
The love game is, I'll do this if you do that. I'm going to pretend that I like you and I love you. I'm going to hold your hand because it feels good to you, because I can get this. I'm going to do that. When you play the love game, it's a very dangerous game, because you're involving hearts of people, right? Don't play the love game. Don't play the intimacy game. If you don't care and love that person, you're not attracted to that person, you don't want to be involved with that person, you're only doing it for certain outcomes that have nothing to do with something that's lifelong, something that will last past your legacy, your life, don't do it.
So are you suggesting then, instead of, you know, pushing the couple, the traditional family nucleus type of design, are you saying then if two people are together and they really should not be together because they've been strengthening the wrong muscles, should they still stay together or should they be apart?
I think they should be apart. I think they have to understand what their definitions are, mm-hmm. and get the truth. I think you can come to an agreement and say, you know what? We've been strengthening something unnatural. We've been strengthening something that neither one of us wanted. We've been strengthening something that neither of us could define. We just been going through the flow, going through the motions.
Because it was expected.
There were no expectations.
Mm.
It was just an existence of a relationship. There's no arguing. There's no fighting. The bills are paid. Things are good. You can go out to dinner when you want to.
You do whatever you want to do.
You do what you want to. Yeah. However, that does not mean that you're strengthening what's right. Because if you're not intentional, if you don't wake up in the morning intentional about things, I'll give you another example. For many of you, I have an executive assistant. Her name is Robin Wise. Robin, every day, she treats me like I'm her son or something like that. But she makes sure that she looks at every little thing for me. So that, to me, it's like, wow, she's intentional about this. She's intentional about my schedule. She's intentional about, okay, she was like, Chuck, no, don't do that. I don't recommend that. Someone gave us a gift from a university, and they said, we're going to give you 10 days to do this. And she looked at me and said, no, let's do 5 days. And I'm like, five? No, I don't want to do five. But she was able to sell a point. She got the rest of the team. She got you involved. And y'all began to tell me, no, we're going to do this. No, we're going to do that. You guys were intentional about what was right. You strengthened something that was right. When you strengthen something that is wrong, again, you will have a catastrophic moment. You will have a volcano. You will have an earthquake. You will have a tsunami. You will have a tornado. You will have something disastrous to happen. Let's not go that route.
However, to be intentional, you have to start with the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Telling the truth is so, so important, even if it hurts you. But you got to start telling yourself the truth. You have to start telling yourself the truth. You have to ask yourself questions like, can you be intentional? Can you be intentional? Can you change? Do you have the desire to remain in the same, or do you have the desire to remain in the same relationship, just going through the motions? You know, have you informed your mate of your intentional plan? Ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself, am I going to change? Am I going to look at the future? Am I going to respect my future? Am I going to respect my partner's future? That takes intentional, courageous conversations.
So tell us more.
Well, also, I think you having a, making this a part of your daily activity. When you have, when you make something intentional, you make it part of your daily ritual. You make it part of your daily activity. You wake up, you say, okay, it's just like eating. Like when you wake up, most people are hungry.
Right.
Right? When you wake up, most people take a shower, I hope. Most people, when you wake up, you brush your teeth. Women pick their makeup on and put that thing on their hair and they do their
curling
eyes, and then they do their eye wings and all that kind of
eyelashes.
You do all, you're intentional about these things because you want to project something to other people, to your environment that day. So you have to be the same, do the same thing and have activities that say, you know what, I'm demonstrating my intent and my intensity in this relationship. Let the person know. Talk about it. Share it. Do something. Don't just talk, fellas. Just don't say I'm gonna get you. I saw some flowers in the yard. I'm gonna get you some flowers, and you don't ever go get them
in the yard.
Yeah, in the yard. Well, you know, they saw some flowers on the side of the house. Or something, you know, on TV. They okay. saw a commercial, an ad, or whatever. You just don't talk about it. Do something about it. Be intentional, women. Don't talk. Don't say I'm gonna cook you a hot meal, and you never go to the grocery store. I mean, what's the purpose of that? Don't put it out there. Don't give false hope. Don't say you're gonna do something and it doesn't happen.
What I keep hearing you saying is where we're at right now, as far as individuals, relationship, we need to move the needles. We need to move these mountains, because in 5-10 years, if we stay the way we are we really gonna be happy? So happiness is what? What does that look like? What does happiness look like?
Happiness is a self-fulfilling prophecy that you determine.
Okay.
You have to make the mountain move. You have to make the needle move. You have to be being intentional means just that. It means having the intent to change, the intent to be happy, the intent to bring joy, the intent to have peace, the intent to make someone else happy, the intent to bring that thing that we can't put words to exist, no matter what the circumstances are. But if you allow the circumstances of life to trump your intents and being intentional in your relationship, you will lose out.
So we talked to know a lot about the truth and how it coincides with your partner. What if there's a disconnect?
If there's a disconnect, I think the first thing you need to do is talk about it. Talk about the disconnect. Find out what the disconnects are. But it can't be one-sided. It can't be the one person saying one thing and another person just listening. It has to be a collaborative, courageous, honest conversation.
What's the first word you can say to you? Would you say to a partner that doesn't even want to listen, doesn't even want to move to the next level? What do you do? How do you get beyond that?
The first thing you do is say, "Listen, this is my chief concern. Mm-hmm. These are the things that's causing it, and this is how I recommend we fix it and address it." If that person cannot go through those processes or want to have a conversation in those processes, then you are putting yourself in a pig, bitch, or slave moment. Don't stay there. Don't move forward. Move forward some type of way. Move your mind, move your body, move your resources, move your time from that.
Now, I know you were telling us a little bit about love and how it looks. Can you share a little bit more with us?
Exactly. So love is not just a feeling. Love is action. Love is a verb. Love is a demonstration. Love is science. So anything
is science. How is it science?
Well, because anything that grows is science.
Okay.
Anything that grows or has the desire to grow is science. So if it does not have the ability to grow,
okay,
or the potential to grow or not growing is not science. If it's not science, trust me, it's not love. It's just words.
And we don't want that.
We don't want that. Do your thing. Show your love. Demonstrate your science in the relationship.
All right. So I know we have one more tidbit from you. So can you share with us?
Yes. And as we're talking about being intentional, as we're talking about making deals, we're talking about being truthful, let's create that space. Let's be time. Let's be love. Let's be peace. Let's be truth. Let's be honesty. Let's be integrity. Let's be all those things to ourselves first and to our families.
All right, Chuck. So help us put this all together.
Basically, Dr. Yo, if you're loving, if you are in an intimate situation or even at work, first of all, tell yourself the truth. Ask yourself personal questions. Assess yourself. Am I telling the truth? Who am I? Where do I want to go? Can I have a courageous conversation? Be intentional, number two. Be intentional about your plans. Share your plans. Don't just keep it to yourself, because if you're just holding it to your head, how's anybody else going to know? Share what your intent is and get some feedback. If you're not getting any feedback, make a decision on whether you're going to stay or go. Last thing is make this a part of your daily activities, like showering, like eating, like getting gas, whatever it takes for you to go through your day. You should not exist without treating your significant other with an intent to be intimate and an intent to love them.
Glad you joined in our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you make the choice decisions that respects your future. Subscribe and follow Respecting the Future podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leven2, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. Be sure to get your digital or hard copy of Chuck's book, The Truth About the Facts. It's coming out November 24th, Black Friday. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton, our videographer, Indio Prato. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.